Okay, so, like I have been doing lately, we are going to talk about celebrities and cockatiels. So, this one is going to be on the legendary Audrey Hepburn, okay? So, of course, sister of Katharine Hepburn. I was looking at photos of course, and stumbled across a picture of Audrey Hepburn, and she has a the common color cockatiel on her shoulder. And as you can tell, if you look at pictures, the cockatiel is very hand tamed. Okay, it shows her feeding it and taking care of it. And she is dressed as a nun. So, this is from the movie The Nun Story in 1959. So, very interesting. So, I'm not going to say that she particularly had a cockatiel or birds as pet, as a pet, because it shows her in a and as a nun, which she wasn't a nun. She was an actress. So this is only pics of her dressed as a nun when she has a cockatiel. So yeah, she's an actress, so she, it might not be sincere. I don't want to say sincere. It might not be a genuine depiction of her actually liking cockatiels. But if you look at the picture, she really does look very comfortable. It shows her actually feeding the bird, and the bird is eating from her hand. So if you look at her, it doesn't seem like she has any fear. It looks like she's looking at the bird very lovingly. So, I mean, I am willing to bet that she had a sincere love and appreciation for cockatiels. Okay? And I feel like she had fun. I'm quite sure there were other animals that she played with, but I'm quite sure she had a lot of fun with this particular co-star in the movie, this little cockatiel. I mean, it shows her feeding it in different pictures. It even shows the cockatiel resting on her shoulder. And when, like we all know about cockatiels, she's wearing all white, so there had to be some mishaps of cockatiel relieving itself on her, and she's wearing all white. So I'm quite sure that somebody came and wiped the little souvenir off that the bird may have left, because they have to let themselves go every 15 minutes at least. So it's very interesting to see a very, very, very pretty picture. Oh, gorgeous. I mean, she was a gorgeous woman. I mean, she was a trendsetter. The whole, breakfast at Tiffany's attire. Anyway, so, her playing a nun, of course, she made the whole nun look a lot different on another level. So, I mean, she looks really cool. Like I said, she looks really cool. Very lovely, cute woman, and she has like this little adorable cockatiel on her shoulder. And her feeding the cockatiel, and it's just so cool, just another reason why cockatiels are so popular as pets. I mean, how many people may have looked at the movie and seen this great actress interact with this small parrot and said, "Hey, I want one of those too." I mean, say what you want, but I mean, it's such a perfect little bird. It's small, but not too small, and it has that trademark little crest on top of his head, and especially with the common colored ones, the normal, I don't say common, let's say normal, the normal variations. It's you know, I told someone one time before, if all cockatiels in nature were all white and some were this color, this would be the most popular color that everybody wanted, because it's probably one of the best colors. I mean, with the dark feathers on along the top, with the white to the bottom and to the tips of the wings, to that bright yellow head, and the orangish reddish patch on his cheeks. You can't beat that look. That's probably the best look, which is the common or normal look. But because that's how they look in nature, of course that's not going to be special, because that's how they always look. But to me personally, I think that that's probably the number one look and color of these birds, because is they just look like nature's little clowns, you know, little adorable clowns. The way it is beautiful, it's beautiful. But back to the topic at hand. So yes, I think it's very, very interesting, you know, to see this bird in this movie. I'm quite sure that they used it because of it's safe. So in case, let's say, if it was a bigger parrot, if it bit the actress, that could be devastating. Also, the temperament of this bird, it was definitely hand raised, and very tamed. Okay, you can look at a bird and tell that the wings weren't clipped, that it was in this intact natural state, and very happy and very comfortable with the actress. I'm quite sure that you can probably even buy actual paintings, not paintings, but actual prints of her with the cockatiel on her shoulder, because it's beautiful. I mean, whoever took the pictures really did a good job, you know, back then. Because there are some, I mean, I think that of all of the celebrities with cockatiels pictures, this is probably by far the best one, because of just the subject matter. Audrey Hepburn looking great, and a beautiful, adorable cockatiel interacting with her. So yeah, I'm definitely going to give this one an A. Look, I'm rating now. But anyway, I'm definitely going to give this one a high rating of just the appearance, even though I'm not sure if she actually had one as a pet, which I may doubt, because I'm quite sure she had one of those lifestyles where she was just all over the place and didn't have time. But definitely, I can see her genuinely loving and enjoying the company of this little feathered co-star. So, yes, I'm gonna wrap this one up because there's nothing much more to talk about this. But yeah, Audrey Hepburn, one of the late great Audrey Hepburn, one of America's greatest actresses and public figures, especially of that time. So, on that note, thank you once again for listening. I really enjoy doing these shows, because I'm passionate about cocktails, and I know that others are like me and they're very passionate. So on that note, keep the flock alive, the Urban Cockatiels podcast flock, and continue listening, continue supporting me, and see you next time. Take care. Bye.